get no command and no papers and no document from me. You're a fraud.
I have your papers right here. You want me to start reading
them I'm going to ring the police. You're a fraud.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening.
Calling here on the air, doing a show. House Radio, January 1st, 2010. Thank you, everybody. Give me a second here while we talk to Milkman. Hey, Milkman, it's Carlito. We just went on the air right now, so you should wake up and join in. That's him calling back. Hey, Piggy. Hey, I'm on the air. You're on speakerphone. Yeah, we're on the air. Go ahead and get. I just went on now. Just get on your computer machine. Post haste. There he. Hurry up. Do it now. All right. Excellent. That's Milkman, everybody. I just hung up on him. Tuck's not around. Tuck has been fired. Tuck is no longer welcome in our fold. Big hi to everybody who is checking in with us on the chat room. Everyone online messaging me on the messengers. Much appreciated. A lot of people up there. Oh, yeah, we're on Cacti Radio for the first time tonight. We're going to be joining them for quite some time. We got a limited contract with them. No. I was talking to RBCP, you know. Nice guy. They do prank calls over there at PLA, Phone Losers of America, phonelosers.org. And they have a shoutcast stream. They do like-minded stuff. They take stuff to a different level sometimes. It's quite interesting. Well, I want to get into that. I want to talk to RBCP on the air. It'd be nice. But anyway, we got to start doing our Tuesday night shows. We got to change that. So I'm not available anymore Thursdays at 10. So Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I still haven't discussed it with Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser, I wanted to ask you. I guess I'll call it out in the air now. Are you available 9 p.m. on Tuesdays? Or are you available at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays? Or are you available at all on Tuesdays? That could be a problem. We've got to make sure that we acquiesce. We know what that word means. Maybe I shouldn't be using words I don't understand, but we should, you know, consider Lonesome Loser. He's such a helpful guy here. He's been confirming, giving me phone numbers since our very first show back in 2005. Wow, has it been that long? It's going to be 5 years of Madhouse Radio. That's fucking nuts. 5.5 years of this? Really? Or 4.5 right now, I guess. I don't know. I don't even remember. So, big what's up to everyone listening to us here tonight, whether it be for your first time or not. Just go to our website, madhouselive.com. Oh, my microphone's too hot. Over at madhouselive.com. My music's too hot. There we go. Over at madhouselive.com. Check out the prank call section there. There's a whole nice layout. I've added 2 or 3 new prank calls in the last week. And we've Kokanee and I have been working on editing episodes. A huge backlog going back to originally to July. And we've caught up to October now. He's finishing the last show of September, the 24th. I'm finishing up the last show of October, the 22nd. And then after that, all we have is like 2 shows in December, and the podcast will be like just about caught up here pretty soon. So finally, I got a lot of grief about that, but ever since I noticed, a lot of people pretty excited about the fact that episodes and pranks have been coming out. Again, we have 2 podcast feeds, a prank call only, featured only prank calls in there. That's the Madhouse prank cast. And there's also just the Madhouse Madcast, which is just episodes. It's just edited versions of what you're hearing right now, the live show that we do, where we do our best to do prank calls live. It doesn't always work out. It's off the cuff. We just, you know, you do what you can, and I go with the good ones, the best of the best, the really good prank calls out of all the attempts that probably fail or aren't as good. And those are my official prank calls that are released in the prank cast. And that's what most people look for, is those calls. It's always been the most popular feature of our website. Anyway, I digress. I'm expecting numbers here from Lonesome Loser. New news saying that some new law passed in Ireland that went into effect today. I think it's like an anti-blasphemy law or something like that. Like it's a huge euro fine. I didn't know they use euro in Ireland. I thought they were still in using whatever they used to use before. I didn't know they were signed up in that whole scam, that pyramid scheme. Nunez says to call my girlfriend in Cambridge. Yeah, that's right. I don't know the number. What's her name? Lonesome Loser might know. Lonesome, you remember that lady, old lady we've called a few times? What's her name? We just played her prank a few seconds ago. Well, not a few minutes ago. I have no idea what her name is. I could look at the logs. Maybe Lonesome has it. We got numbers here from last week we didn't get to. We can also touch up on. These are in international calls for the majority of our listeners. Here's one in British Columbia, the Mekong restaurant. Interesting. Nina says I should tell her famous people who have died in 2009. That's right, because I do always freak her out calling about people dying. I mean, nothing. You know, we should have called her when Michael Jackson died, Nunu, as a matter of fact. I did call the UK because Michael Jackson died pretty late in the evening in the UK, so we're calling older people in the UK and letting them know the horrible news that Michael Jackson had died. Most of them didn't care. It was really big in London, though. Anyway. I'm going to give a call here to this place called Shiki Sushi. They're in Canada. They should be open today. Those Japanese are godless.
If you want to call in, you can tonight. Number's 407-459-4534. 407-459-4534. Thank you. And nothing.
You know, it might not be that good of an idea. We might want to stick to housing. Extra residences tonight, since it is New Year's. Unless we stick to businesses we know for a fact would be open. Let's try the midget market. Foreign gentleman answered there last week. Idaho Falls, Idaho. Yeah, Andy, you don't live in Chicago. You live in a suburb of Chicago. You think you're all hard. You're like an hour away from Chicago. If you have to drive an hour to get to the center of the city you say you live in, you don't live in that city.
Thank you. Hello, what's going on there, good sir? Is this a midget market?
Yeah, this is a midget market.
Hey, buddy, I want to know if you guys allow cigar smoking there at all?
Got any what?
Do you guys allow any cigar smoking there? Is that cool? You guys down with that?
Any cigars?
Yeah, well, if I come in, I want to smoke a cigar.
If you want to buy a cigar, what do you mean?
No, I'm going to smoke the cigar. It makes me feel comfortable, cigar smoking.
Yeah, we don't have a cigar.
Well, but I'm going to bring a cigar, my own cigar. You understand? I'm going to bring a cigar with me.
Yeah. If he's not on, it's all right.
I'm going to light it up. I'm going to smoke it right there. I'm going to cut it. You guys, do you have a cigar cutter there I can use?
No, we don't.
Okay. Do they have ashtrays?
No, we don't even have it either.
Well, what do you do there? Is this food or medicine or what's over here? Is this a front?
We sell just a regular cigarettes. Just the pack of cigarettes.
Uh-huh. But can I smoke a cigarette with you, like right there?
No,
No, I'm going to, though. I'm going to come in and I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I don't care.
No, inside.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you going to do? Are you going to start trouble with me?
All right.
And now we can call him back. I'm going to go and fucking smoke a cigar. Right in his fat, pecky face.
Hey! Smoky.
It's the gay milkman.
Hi, girlfriend.
Merle is her name. Nunu is Merle. That's right. The old lady in Cambridge is Merle. Merle. What kind of name is that?
Sounds just like a milkman. Shannon, there's a chick here named Shannon. What does she do? She's an actress, has been in a lot of movies, TV shows, and music videos.
Has anybody seen The Bad Boys, Iowa?
Did I see The Bad Boys of Iowa? No. Should I have seen them? Should I have noticed them?
Well, today's his birthday, so he's is usually a listener.
Oh, yeah, Bad Boys. That's him and his little brother, who's even more of a boy. How old is that guy anyway? What is he now, 17? 16, even?
He claims 29, but yeah, I think he's closer to the 17 level.
All right, so this...
You need to check in the chat and dispute that point.
All right, Shannon Woodward. She played the role of Dee Dee Malloy in The Richies. Never heard of it. Other past credits include Man of the House, television series Law and Order, SVU, Psych, and The Quiet. She also played Leah, The Haunting of Molly Hartley. It sounds all like crap. She's been working in TV small roles on Boston Public, Crossing Jordan, Malcolm in the Middle, Without a Trace. He's a shit actor, okay. Which earned her notice of casting director. She appeared in a series of local stage plays. All right. Accompanied British actor Andrew Garfield to the British Academy Television Awards in 2008. She sounds like a hoop. We can ask her some naughty questions. We'll ask her some shit questions, like what the pinnacle of her career is.
The part-time cashier now at Tesco's.
Probably is. Well, she's in America. There's no Tesco's in America, is there? Isn't that just a British thing? No Tesco's.
A Walmart.
A Walmart. All right. Walmart's cool. Everyone works at Walmart at some point. Milkman, you'll be there one day.
Hello, this is Nancy.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Valente. I was wondering, is Shannon available? I would like to have words with her, please. Little Big Nancy. Big girl. Big girl. Oh, man.
I guess I was pretty stupidly really strong when I started doing that. I apologize on my behalf.
That's all.
No, that was an amateurish mistake. All these celebrities.
We got off on the wrong foot.
She doesn't understand I'm the Jack Valente. The undead ghost of Jack Valente calling in.
Actually have a stage name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
Actually, most of them do. That may be her real name. I have no idea.
I got a New Year's.
There are vigilant researchers out there in the chat room. Maybe we could supply that energy, that information.
Would be much appreciated. Absolutely. Hey, Milkman, I got a New Year's tiara on. Are you watching my video feed on the Madhouse site? If you're not watching Madhouse video, you should be watching the Madhouse video, motherfucker. Where I'm wearing a tiara.
Look at that. That is cute.
Milkman, I can't find my sailor's hat, my pranking hat. You know, the world famous pranking hat that brings nothing but love and joy to our show.
Yes.
It's missing, motherfucker. Something with the hats here in the show.
Oh, man.
I had the Madhouse Live.
You don't have to do what I always did. Ask Chloe to look for it. I always just ask Mieke to look for something, and, they know where everything's at.
Yeah, sure they are. Poor Mieke, huh? Yeah, so how was your New Year's, man? What did you end up doing? You get drunk, drinking some sake, I presume?
Oh, man. I had some hot sake and hot sake. I made a bunch of nice food. Soba noodles, and today I'm gonna have the Ozoni, Ososo, a bunch of good stuff, man.
Right.
Show got to 2010, actually.
Alright, well, whatever.
That means have a wonderful, happy new year.
In Japanese, of course, I presume. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm in America, you idiot. That's California.
Whatever. Okay, so get this right. I'm going to call internationally. I'm going to stick to international today. I think we'll have better luck. We should call Iran and see what they do for New Year's there. We've got to call the Homa. Listen, man, the funny shit was last week we did that show, and I what was it? It's the Homa Hotel in Tehran, Iran. And I keep calling it the homosexual hotel, and the guys are. And at the end, he's probably, yes, fine. It's a homosexual hotel, yes. No, you cannot stay here with another man. We'll get back to that. That one dude is pretty funny. And then we have that. What's that? Then there's that one in France, the Napoleon. It's good also. I like calling them. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, the guy, Bruno. Bruno's been a famous person for you.
Right. Hey, Bunny's Liquor Store in Compton. I think we had fun with them, too. That's here. Anyway.
Hey, cool.
Let's give them a call first. Bunny's Liquor Store in Compton. Maybe they got to be open. A liquor store in Compton never closes, man. Nothing like a little bit of the hair of the dog that bit you day after New Year's Eve.
I'm going to go down there and visit whenever I get back in L.A., man.
Uh-huh.
A big plaster ripple for you. Send it through with the receipt from the store.
Oh, this is the two...
Hey,
what's going on? Hey! This is Bunny's, right?
Yeah.
Listen, you charged me wrong on this bottle of liquor, sir.
Who's...
Oh, listen, asshole. There's these two broads you got working there
What the fuck you say?
I said, listen, asshole. Listen, asshole.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Did you get that part right?
Hey, any problem, come over here, punk, okay?
The first problem is you're an asshole.
Fuck you, bitch.
Okay, that's cool. Call him back. He goes, that's cool. Yeah,
they're off to a good foot there, man.
That's
they're
cool.
Full stroking.
Take it easy. That's cool. I've learned that my style of pranks is just I let anger out on society. I'm just
rude. I don't like the whole planning and the this and the story. That's gay. I just want to call and be abusive, or not abusive, just rude and nasty, so that they lose control and transmit negative karma back to me.
Wrong charge, come on and say fuck you, motherfucker, other two, bitch.
Shut up. Milkman, stop fucking talking over the fucking prank. Now, how am I going to edit that with your ass laughing? God damn it.
It's a delay.
Stupid.
It's a delay, you idiot.
Damn it. Piss me off.
By the time it gets there, it's on delay.
And don't laugh. You're not allowed to laugh anymore. You just go, you say ha. That's it, once. Ha, that's it. Milkman, when you want to laugh, you go, ho.
I'm kidding, Milkman. It's cool. I don't care, man. It's all right. I'm just cranky.
Oh.
I'm taking a pain killer for my back. I took one last night because my back was killing me. And the side effects, it makes you angry, apparently. Hey, Mushi. Hey, Mush. He just took the phone off the hook, man.
What did he say even? I don't even know what he said. He said a bunch of shit. All I heard was you laughing.
You motherfucker here. Get a rewind.
I can't rewind it now. It's too late, asshole. We're in the past. That's what I'll call him back later. Don't worry, Milkman. It's cool. We'll call him back later and you won't laugh. And he's right. Milkman is so gay. There's actually an episode of that. Milkman, there's the beginning of a recent podcast episode where I said you guys are so gay, and you went, yay, on accident, because of your little delay. You screwed up and agreed with me. Your gay little delay. All right, we got that Tinnakilly House Hotel. They're in the Republic of Ireland. Republic my ass.
I know. I'm driving my big rig now. I've got my name on the back of my belt here. It says Andy Leslie.
The cost of this call is
$0.02
per minute.
Who? Huh?
20 cents per minute.
Is it really? I only got 60 cents left.
Good evening, Tinnakilly House. How can I
help you? Hey, are you Irish?
No.
Can you put an Irish on, or what's your ethnicity?
Sorry, what is our?
What country are you from, sir?
Why? Who's asking?
Look, because I'm going to stay there, but I only deal with, you know, decent people, decent human beings, not animals. So I need to make sure who you are before I talk to you.
Okay, if you consider me being an animal, then I think we don't need to talk.
Well, I don't consider you anything yet, because, you know, you haven't told me. You're not answering my questions. Where are you from?
I think that has nothing to do with our conversation, but how can I help you here?
Can I have your name?
What is the reason you're calling?
For a reservation, but I need to have your name. I need it for my records.
I'm afraid there's nobody here to make a reservation.
So what do you do there? Answer the phone. Listen, damn it. What can you do for me?
I can give you the information that reservations is available from tomorrow on again.
And what else can you just sit there and answer the phone? Touch yourself a little bit between the phone calls?
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
I think maybe, what did you just sit there? Since you can't do anything, what do they pay you for? To sit there and touch yourself? All night?
It's really funny talking to you. Can you continue?
Yeah, monkey, I can.
All right, good night.
You didn't like the monkey part.
He asked me, can I sit, keep sorry. Talking to him? I said, yes. Milkman, no, I'm kidding. No, wow. I feel bad about that. I did get really upset at you, though, for a little bit. I was, you know. All right. That was the Tinakili House Hotel, everybody. Hope we all enjoyed that. Where's my music again?
I probably should just took him restart the PC. I don't know why it delayed so long today.
Oh. I like that, though. You should do that, Milkman. That's your new thing. Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Ow.
I'm going to call the bunny liquor store again. Hang on. Let me get back to my logs. Placid. Compton, California. Engage.
Still too early.
Still too early, Milkman. Or I could try from the 305 line, too. It's another option.
Oh.
Yep. Oh. Alright, where's the Homa Hotel? Why can't I find it? Motherfucker. Oh my god.
Hey. I think it's in Massachusetts, isn't it?
The Homa Hotel is. It's in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Hey.
You put it in Iran. No.
Hi, my name's Andy. Hey.
Hi.
Andy's gonna kick your ass one day. You just watch. Alright, we got a long message here from Nunu. Let's all read that. Hopefully, it doesn't have any secret information about his sexual preference.
You break.
Oh, hi, Tuck. How you doing? A lot of background noise there, monkey. How are you? We only allow humans on the air now, if you didn't hear. Call your girlfriend in Cambridge. Well, that's old. What? A Halasawen Balti, where cockroaches were found, has been fined hundreds of pounds. Council Environmental Health Inspectors discovered the infestation of cockroaches at the Ali's Balti restaurant in Storebridge Road. Okay. Officials closed the premises in October last year under emergency powers. Wow, they had to invoke emergency powers, Milkman. The premises was later cleaned up, allowing it to reopen. Dudley Council prosecuted the case on December 7th. The owner admitted three offenses under food hygiene regulations, including not having adequate procedures in place to control pesticides, no protecting food from contamination, and not keeping the food premises clean. It was fined £900, what's it, like $5, and ordered to pay £300 in costs. A councilor cabinet member of the environment said food businesses have a legal duty to ensure that they maintain their premises in good condition and comply with food hygiene legislation at all times, as inspections by environment health officers can take place at any time and are unannounced. Well, that's a great system. Great idea. Whilst we prefer to work with businesses that secure blah, 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 blah. Right, anyway, so Nuni wants us to do the thing where we do a legit order and then have extra cockroaches. Okay, good. But what do they serve there? What kind of food is this, though? Is this Indian? I mean, I gotta know what I'm gonna order. Is it Chinese? Japanese?
What kind of restaurant is this?
It says Ali's Balti. I'm guessing they're, I don't know.
I'm thinking, you know, go ahead.
Yeah.
Brown people.
Middle Eastern.
Bunchy.
Middle Eastern. So I'll order some hummus, some kebabs, right? Maybe some pork in the kebab. Let's get started.
I'd say, yeah, Ali's.
Alec!
Alibaba.
Hey, look.
Of this call
look at my shirt. My shirt says Ali on it. Motherfuck. Yeah. Awesome. Our sponsor, Muhammad Ali.
Are you on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, sponsor.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You nice?
Yes, glad to make an order, damn it.
Yeah, what would you like?
Let's see. You got any curry chicken?
Chicken curry, yeah?
No, curry chicken, please.
Yeah, one chicken curry.
Okay. No, curry chicken.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I'm saying it.
No, but say it. You say it like I'm saying, though. Curry chicken, please.
Yeah.
I have a voice response unit. You got to say it just like it says or it doesn't accept it. You understand? So...
Well, place an order, is it all?
Papa Dom's?
Papa Dom's, yeah. How many Papa Dom?
Like two completions, please.
Two?
Two completions, yes.
What do you mean, two completions?
Well, two...
singles?
No, I want completions. Two complete orders.
You want two complete orders?
Yes.
So you mean, what do you mean, you want to order in two separate orders, or...?
No, two completions of the Papa Dom's.
They come in singles.
Okay, well, give me
so
two.
One, two...
Two completions. Two should be enough, I think, for us. Yeah, two.
And two Papa Dom's, yeah?
Two completions of it, yes, okay. And then, do you have a side of any pests, cockroaches, anything like that?
Well, you want that?
Well, just on the side.
Yeah, you can put it on the side.
No, you can put some, what do you have, beetles?
Yeah, I can put that too.
Okay, now what do you have? What do you guys, scorpions? Spiders?
If you want that, I could also put that along.
You mean you put in it? A lung?
Yeah, I can put that along, yeah.
Okay, and what about the fact that you're a banshoot? Did you think about that?
About what again?
About you being a banshoot.
Don't you have anything better to do?
No, I'm gonna insult you for having...
You have funny in the boat.
You have dirty food, banshoot.
Okay.
Okay, can I order your sister also?
Nah. Why am I doing that, Nunu?
Your turban is dirty.
Ha. Good deal. My guy was just too mellow. Too mellow, not angry enough, Nunu. But good idea. He didn't get upset, just didn't get angry. We got the Clontarf Castle
it's
Hotel.
Like he's gotten a couple calls in that same nature there recently.
That guy? No. Well, speaking about the cockroaches and stuff, I'm sure, yeah. Yes, sir. All right, Domino's Pizza in England. Did we call them? Did we see some weird shit at Domino's Pizza the last time? Didn't we have like three calls to them? I don't remember what it was. I just know we had a bunch of weird, wacky calls at them, I think. All right, I'm still looking for the Homa Hotel. Here's the Aquarius. Remember we called the Aquarius a lot? Kept talking to that old lady? Forgot her name. Big something?
Oh, yeah.
Dolores. Mm-hmm. Big Dolores.
Big Marge or something.
Dolores. Yeah. All right, well, let me put some music on here so it doesn't all just sound...
Wasn't Corey working there? And wasn't that the first time that we met Corey Fittman?
Corey Fittman, yep. I had a fit on the phone. I wish I had those edited already. Not yet. Behind still. Can I do a find on here? Yeah, I can. All right. Let's do Homa.
Hey, yo, go! Yo, Ray! What's up with y'all niggas, man? The fuck y'all niggas? Hey.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days.
There we go, found it. Homa Hotel.
About the good old
coming
days.
Right up. Tehran, Iran. I know I have enough money for this.
The cost of this call is 11 cents per minute. You have 4 minutes of talk time to this number.
Oh, fuck.
Welcome to Homa Hotel Tehran.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Reception.
Hey, monkey boy. How you doing?
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation for myself and another gentleman. One bed, one room, two men, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can call to the hotel 5 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reservation department now is off.
So what do you do there?
5 hours later, you can call...
No, but hey, Hey, me? Buddy, listen, ass, jerk. What do you do there, donkey? Hmm?
5 hours later, called the hotel.
Okay.
And let the reservation department know about your reservation.
What about between me and you? Now, you mean me and you, you have a problem with me. I know you do. I can hear the anger in your voice.
You cannot speak with the reservation.
No, give me your anger.
This
give it to me.
Solution.
Turn your anger over to me, son. I can feel your hatred.
Okay, sir. Just do whatever what I say to you. 5 hours later, call to the hotel, speak with the reservation department, make a reservation, and do whatever you want.
Is
then
it
you come
mm-hmm.
and check in? Okay.
Is it a trap?
No.
No? You're not trying to trap me. Did you talk to the Republican guard after our last conversation?
It's up to you. You can come to the Iran or not.
Mm-hmm. And 5 hours are going to be down there. I'm going to come in person and look for you. What's your name?
No, you can find me.
Listen, I want 5 of your best Republican Iranian guards to fight me in the lobby of your hotel.
You can be sure.
Yeah?
We are here to protect you.
Yeah, but I'm going to hurt your Republican guard. When they come in, I'm going to fight them. But you fight like a man.
No problem.
One at a time, like a man. You understand? No cheating, no biting, no eye gouging.
Okay.
Okay. No gasoline. No drugs either.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You fight me like a man.
I promise you, there will be no problem.
Okay, good, good. Because I want you at the end. I'm going to beat up the 5 Iranian Republican guards, and then I'm going to come for you. And you're the last one.
Okay.
You see that movie Rambo 2?
No problem.
1 minute remaining.
Hey, I got 1 minute left. You ever see that movie Rambo 2?
Yes, sir.
You remember Rambo went to Vietnam? And he found out they were keeping the American soldiers, and he flew back in the helicopter. And he killed the Russians in the helicopter, and then he came back for Murdoch. Remember that? That's what I'm going to do. You remember? I'm going to do that to you, man. I'm going to land a helicopter. I'm going to come up to you, and I'm going to scare you.
Okay.
I'm going to take the big knife, the Rambo knife, and I'm going to throw it down on the table next to you. And I'm going to tell you, because you're a chicken.
No, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want.
Okay, all right.
So
I'm coming for you, Murdoch. I'm coming for you.
Okay.
All right, see ya.
I'm standing here and waiting for you.
Okay, good. You should train right now while you can. I'm walking all the way. I'm walking from Turkey. Mm-hmm. And we just ran out of funds. Good, I got the last part in, and I'm walking from Turkey. Milkman, what do you think? Is that a ha?
Maybe a he. Not a ha.
Yeah, can I transfer funds? I'm out of funds. I'm out of credit funds now.
I think I gotta go to Mexico the rest of the show.
I think I can still call the UK, though. I think I still have, like, 10 minutes left to the UK. Let's test it out. Let's call a random number in the UK here. Let me go to the log.
Isn't mobile, like, way, like, double what it would be for domestic calling UK?
Yeah, it's like 20 cents a minute versus 2 cents a minute. It's like 10 times the price, actually.
Right.
Yeah, it's very insane. Yeah, it's very ridiculous. There it is. All right. William Jones. That's in Ireland. That's 20 cents a minute. I don't think we can do that one.
Keep it domestic.
Yeah, we could do that. Problem is, a lot of domestic stuff isn't really hopping right now. David Newell played Mr. McFeely.
So it's popping, man. So it's popping.
Let's call Mr. McFeely, see what he's up to.
All right. The Mr. McFeely?
The yeah, Mr. McFeely.
Peace and love and all that stuff.
David Newell, the real Mr. McFeely. From Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Let's see if he picks up. We've talked to him twice, I think.
Speedy delivery, bitches.
fax.
It's trying to patch into it. I forget what codes work. It's all zeros, all ones, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all I remember.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9.
Why was 6 scared of 7?
Nunu's calling you a liar.
Liar why?
Desmondary called you a liar. He questioned your knowledge and authority as a host of a show.
Ireland said 2 cents, I think not 20. Yes, Ireland not 20. They say it's not 20. Well, we'll try it. Hang on. Take it easy, guys. Easy. Easy, go.
Yes, but you said
20,
so it's the truth.
Easy, boys, easy.
You're questioning your faith.
I can find
you
out.
20 is 20.
I'm going to look at it. I could be wrong. I've been known to make a mistake. Let me look at my place calls. Compton. What's today? The 1st, right? Okay. Going back. All right, the start of the 1st. Victoria, Idaho, California, Compton. All right, what's the number we called there? The ends in... Da-da-da. All right, let's see. It cost me 44 cents for a 4-minute call, so it's 11 cents a minute.
See, Nunu?
Yep.
The great Toledo was always right. Never, ever question the great Toledo.
Actually, no, bullshit. No, that's a different number. Hang on. Coincidentally enough, it ends in the same last 4 digits. We call the Tinnakilly House Hotel, right? The number ends in 274, I think. Okay, 2 minutes long and costs 4 cents. So it is 2 cents a minute. All right, fine. Well, fuck me in the ass.
Okay.
All right. My bad. All right. Now I must call. Let's see how many... Let me see if it gives me at least 10 minutes here.
Yeah.
I don't know if it dried up or not.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute. You have 3 minutes of talk time to this number.
We got 6 cents left of juice.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Monkey Woman. How are you doing? Is Mr. Jones there?
Pardon, who's calling?
This is Valente. I need to speak with Mr. Jones, William Jones, if I could. Bill?
Who is it calling?
Valente from America.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I need...
Who's that?
Well, I'm with Bank of America, Nations Bank.
Yeah, and why are you ringing us?
Because he has 2 certificates of deposit here that have overlapped, and he's due on some money here in his investment he made. It says a private...
No, we haven't anything to do with the Bank of America. I'm sorry, we have nothing to do with it.
Listen now, this is... I need to speak to William Jones now. Woman, you put him on the line. This is important business.
No way.
I command you. Well, give me the command codes then. Where are your papers?
You get no command and no papers and no document from me. You're a fraud.
I have your papers right here. You want me to start reading them to you?
I'm going to ring the police. You're a fraud.
I'm a ma'am. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to start...
You're a fraud, okay?
I'm going to start with your social security number.
I'm going to ring my police. You'll get no security number or no number from me.
It starts with a 4, does it not?
You'll get nothing.
I've got your papers.
Shouldn't that have said I'm a federal agent. That was a slip. Slip of the tongue there.
How dare her?
How dare she?
How dare her? Question the great Carlito.
Nunu says to say shit about the Virgin Mary and Jesus. Oh, that's right. I forgot the whole blasphemy thing. What was that again? Let me go back to that. You sent it to me somewhere.
You're a fraud. You matter.
Okay. All right, everybody. Moving right along. Just want to give a reminder, if you're listening to us here, be sure to visit our website, madhouselive.com. Check out our prank call archives, show archives. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/madhouse.
What's your cam URL, by the way?
What's my what? My cam URL? If you go to Madhouse Live,
yeah.
Well, you go to madhouselive.com. You click on the chat room link, and you'll see the video right there. And there's a link right underneath it to open up full screen if you want. It's in the chat room over at madhouselive.com, where a lot of people are hanging out with us. We want to say what's up to all of them. Also, keep in mind, we're for the first time ever on Cacti Radio. with our friends from the Phone Losers of America, RBCP, and I have been talking about joining up forces, and we're doing a dry run here. I hope they enjoy what I'm doing. It's a whole inside joke. Dude, you gotta, I don't know. I heard my first time I heard about them, I'm gonna say, was quite a while ago. And I didn't realize they had like a podcast going on until like 2 years ago or so, I think, or well, about a year and a half ago. And I remember Turd Burgle and I used to call the phone bridge all the time, like 3 or 4 years ago and stuff. But yeah, they do. You gotta go to it's phonelosers.org. That's the site for the PLA stuff. And then cactiradio.com is the site for their shoutcast station, which we're on right now. So the plan is I'll be doing a show, and then Brad's got a show that starts the phone show. I believe it is, right? It's gonna come on at 9 p.m. Well, it'll come on at midnight Madhouse time. We'll be doing 9 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, and then he'll be taking over and doing his regular scheduled show right after us. So it's kind of like, you know,
What day is that?
Tuesday nights, I'm sorry. And this is starting next week, everybody.
That's right. Not Thursday.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
We can't do Thursdays because I'm stuck in a class on Thursdays now. That ends at 9, and I don't feel comfortable with having to run, you know, from school all the way here and set up the show. I will never make it by 10, and I don't want to start the show at 11 like we did a few years ago for a while.
It comes out for Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
Right. So Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. Lost and Loser, please let me know if that works for you. What time you think you can be here? No rush. We can bullshit for the first hour, play old pranks, and call old numbers. Nunu can help out too. We'll get some numbers, he said, and if he isn't available immediately at 10. We'll have to see.
Oh, okay. I see. How about that?
Yeah, buddy. All right, guys. So
I can turn all the noises off though.
Looking here for some more numbers to call if I get the right window in front of me. I'm in the mood for a fried bologna sandwich, gentlemen. Think about that. It's good stuff.
Oh, fried bologna sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with mustard on toast.
I might skip out here for a while because we're about to have New Year's Day dinner.
Awesome. You got to get going, or you're gonna eat on the phone? You should eat on the mic with us and stuff.
I'll see what's going on. But it's a southern... traditional black eyed peas, cornbread, greens.
Oh, man. Collards.
You know, traditional Tennessee
my
Southern
home.
New Year's Day
Won't
dinner.
You
the
home.
Lucky dinner you gotta have for a Southern boy like me.
Nice. All right, I'm going to take a break, too. I got to grab a sandwich. But before I do that, we're going to call the Mizna's Liquors. We talked to them a few weeks ago. That's what I was confusing Bunny Liquors with that we just called. Let's give these folks a call. We should try to call... that angry guy at the cigar place, remember? That talk about the Cohibas, the red dots. Forgot the name of that place. Funky
yeah.
Zone.
Is Galico, can I help you?
Hey, woman, is there a man I can speak to?
Excuse me?
Are there any men that work there?
No, for who you want to speak?
I want to know if you have a certain product, but I think only maybe, you know... Are you reliable? Like, you know where to find stuff there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. She's looking for it already.
Hello?
Yeah, is this a man?
Excuse me?
Is this a man?
Yes, it is.
Because I don't like speaking to women on the phone. My wife doesn't allow me to.
Okay.
Okay. What's the largest quantity you have of, like, gin?
Of gin?
Yeah, the largest, and what's the brand name?
I got, like the largest size?
Yeah, of gin.
I got just Seagram's gin, half a gallon.
Half a gallon of it? How much does that go for?
I'll tell you right now. Oh, I got Bombay Sapphire, too, half a gallon.
Yeah?
Yeah, how much do you want to spend on it?
Well, you know, what do you got? What do you need? I got some bread. What? You want some bread?
Seagram's is how much? $29.99 for the Seagram's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you how much the other one is now.
Uh-huh.
Bombay, how much? $54.99 for the Bombay.
I'll take that Bombay. I'm going to break you off like 50, all right?
Go back.
Hey, let me break you off. Let me break you off a clean 50. I'm going to go to the ATM, get out 40, and then my old girl's got 10.
Excuse me?
I'm going to go to the ATM, pick out 40, and then
okay.
my old girl has 10. Let me hook that up with 50. Well, you know.
No, there's tax included.
I got the tax, too. I got some change.
It's $54.99 plus tax.
Well, let's do 50 plus tax. Come on.
No. And that's the dry gin, and the sapphire is $59.99 plus tax.
Oh, I'll take the dry gin. Come on, hook me up with 50. Come on.
$54.99.
All right, what about the two? Netting? What about the two Seagrams?
No, go the other one.
Hey.
Why?
What about the two Seagrams?
What do you mean, A?
Well, I'm trying to get your attention because I'm talking to you and you're not listening to me.
Okay.
How do you get
don't scheme at me.
Listen. How do you... What about the two Seagrams?
What about Seagrams?
How about two Seagrams? Get them for 50.
Two Seagrams. No, there's tax.
How about a big Seagrams and you get like a medium Seagrams?
Yeah, I got a medium Seagrams. There's still tax.
Listen, I want as much gin as I can get with $50. So you got to make a combination. Figure out I'm going to write a check for $50 exactly.
No, we don't take checks. Are you insane?
Well, then I got to go to the ATM.
Then go to the... Are you... What, yes, go to the ATM. Do whatever you have to do.
But why? They charge me...
We don't take checks, and they were charging tax, and there's no... And we don't take checks.
They charge
so do what you got to do.
They charge a fee. Help me out. I want to make it even
no,
50.
No, I'm helping you. I'm telling you. Go to the ATM, take out the money.
I got... Okay, I'm going to get 50 cash, all right?
And what do you want me to do with that?
Well, let's make a combination to get the maximum amount of gin.
If you want that, I can get you... How much is that half a gallon of Seagram's gin? Yeah. $32.65.
All right.
And look at a fifth of Seagram's gin.
How much is that?
Give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
Add it together. How much is both of them? Both of them together. It's 20 what? No, forget. You don't have enough. You got $50. You can get a half a gallon. That's it.
What's the next smallest one, then? What you got? You got you got a pint?
You know what? I got a pint for $10.99. You can get a half a gallon, you can get a pint.
For $10.99? All right, what's... And then
$10.99 plus tax. No checks, cash, or credit cards included. That's it. Cash or credit cards.
No cash.
I said cash and credit cards. No checks.
All right, so that's for, how much is the tax, then? Like, ring it up real quick, and then print the receipt, and I'll come and I'll pay that exact to the penny. Cause
a half gallon of Seagram's gin and a pint of Seagram's gin. Ring it up, let me know how much it is. $44.20.
All right, and then how much is the cigarettes?
There's no cigarettes here.
Oh, what about, you got, like, small airplane bottles of Bacardi?
Yes, I got small airplane bottles of Bacardi.
All right, well, how much do those go?
How much is... Cuanto vale los nips de Bacardi? $175.
All right, so add, like, how many plus I can get for 50 even? Like, how many? Like, one or two, you think?
What was his total right there?
$43.64.
No, what was the total right now? $44.20.
Uh-huh.
I got... $44.20, right? And
yeah.
Two nips, $1.75 each. That's $3.25. You can get two of them.
You're going to hook me up with two? All right. All right,
you
but
get two of them.
What about the taxes, though?
There's tax on that, too.
Well, can you get the tax for me? It's just a little bit of tax,
$47.70?
Right?
All right, how much is it with three? $49.45.
All right,
so... Half a gallon, the pint, and three little ones.
All right, so I got 55. I got 55 cents.
You got 55 cents for yourself.
You got candy, or what you got?
What?
You got some candy? Where can I put
it? No! It's a liquor store.
Yeah, but I got a check for $50, so...
Come on. You know what? Forget it. You want the delivery, yes or no?
Well, how much is delivery? 55 cents?
Do you want the delivery, yes or no?
Yeah, but, I mean, is it 55 cents for delivery?
It's free.
Oh, but I'll tip them 55 cents, right?
I don't care what you give them for a tip. That's up to you. I really don't give a shit. Do you want the delivery?
Hey, wait a minute, buddy. What'd you say?
You want the delivery, yes or no?
No, you said a bad word.
Yes, I don't give a shit.
You know what? Fuck you, you fucking monkey asshole. You
all
son
right?
of a bitch.
He's a dick. I want to take the fucking delivery.
Yeah, okay. You going to do delivery?
Fuck you. Listen, for you, I don't got time for you.
It's 1600 Pennsylvania.
Bye.
That was worth it. That was kind of funny. Why do you keep me?
I think you got it.
Dumbass.
Three dips. How much for three dips?
Oh, funny. Oh, man.
Hey.
All right, we got more numbers in Ireland. We got a lot of stuff we can do here. We got a lot of ideas running around.
I think it's time to call back to Homo Hotel.
Yeah, I think so too, but I'm out of money, son of a bitch. Anyway.
This is the first one we called and hung up on us. That liquor store.
Oh, the first one, Bunnies, yeah. Well, tell you what, I'm going to take a break.
Magic
Buttons.
Yeah.
I'm going to play like one or two prank calls. We'll take a break, come back. We'll do another hour show. We've done 1 hour. We'll come back, do another hour, right? Good. Yay.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be back before you end.
I will. I will. You got it, buddy. All right, so what can we play, Milkman? What's to do?
Show your titties in the meantime.
Just taking a look here, see what pranks we haven't played in a while here. Or something that pops up at us. I need the Natters to play that too much. Dr. Nargis is here. That's always fun.
Anything from this time last year?
This time last year? I don't know. I don't know the dates like that. Christmas is real. Yeah, didn't we have that one Christmas song where, like, the old guy was in a nursing home, we saw him on the cam?
Oh, yeah, that was...
The practice and the stoppers are off, right?
A couple Christmases ago. Yeah.
All right, we'll play that. It's only a minute something long. All right, cool. Well, here we go. Folks, I'll be back in about 5-6 minutes. Enjoy these prank calls while we're gone. And be sure to visit...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hold on. I'll give it to your dad.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Santa.
Pardon me?
It's Santa. Hi, Santa.
Hi, is that you, Mark?
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
When are you...
This is a phone call I don't need.
I'm sorry for what happened.
Huh?
I'm sorry for what happened.
What do you mean, what happened?
I'm sorry about what happened.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice of you. Thank you.
We're going to come bust you out.
Okay.
When can you have your stuff all packed up?
Huh?
When can you pack your stuff up?
I can't hear you.
When are you going to pack your... When are you going to pack your stuff?
Okay, the practice of the stoppers is off.
The practice and the stoppers are off? Well, that's good. Very good. How are your teeth doing?
Huh?
How are your teeth doing, sir?
They're doing fine.
That's good. Okay, well, Santa's going to come. He's going to come bust you out.
Okay, thank you.
No, but you want to come out, don't you? I'm sorry we put you there.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was fun.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Grits.
Hey, Grits and C***, right? Sir?
You got it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to make up your mind or what?
Make up my mind about what?
Is it grits or is it liquor?
It's grits.
So I can go in there and get some grits right now? You got cheese grits or ham grits or what?
We got them in the pack. You can buy them and take them home and cook them.
Fuck that shit, man. I want you to make my grits for me.
We don't make grits.
Then why you have grits in your first name?
Yourself.
Asshole.
Why are you asking so damn many questions?
Because if I'm going to drive down there and not waste my gas, I'll tell you what, gas is expensive there, old boy.
Sure is.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, shit. I think it's false advertising. You say that the first thing you sell is grits.
I ain't got time to listen to all this bullshit. What you want?
How do you make grits? If I go down to get a pack of grits, you eat grits, fat boy, or what?
Yeah, I eat grits.
All right. How am I going to make it? What, I take this bag of grits and throw it in some water? How do I do it?
Damn, how you make them? You can do them any way you want to.
You're a fat fucker, aren't you?
No, I ain't fat fucker. I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
What did you just say to me?
I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
How dare you talk to me like that on the phone?
I dare you to talk to me that way.
You just said the F word. I'm just calling
for
some
grits. Who the hell is this?
This is Bo.
Who?
Bo Steen.
Bo Steen?
Write it down, you fat fucker. Bo Steen.
How do you know I'm a fat fucker?
Because I can hear it in your big, fat, wally-ass voice.
What can I hear in your wally-ass voice?
You hear
it? I hear a bunch of bullshit. That's what I hear.
I'm going to go down there and make you eat my shit out of my ass.
I got a damn 38 that says you ain't going to make me do a damn.
Oh, I got you on tape threatening me. It's over. You better give me some free liquor.
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I'm going to go down there and give you some shit. I'm going to punch you in the mouth, you fat redneck. I'm going to go down there. You're going to make me some grits, and I'm going to have sex with you.
How you going to go down there? I ain't down there. I'm up here.
Because I'm up here north. I'm in New York.
Oh, who is this?
I told you. My name is Bo Steen.
I don't know Bo Steen.
I'm a good old boy from town, and I'm going to go down there.
Which town?
You're going to make me some
Which
grits.
Town?
What?
Switchtown. That don't make no change, ring no bell with me.
You're such a cunt.
You're a damn lying son of a bitch, too.
You're a stupid cock and you're a liar.
Hey, if you don't tell me what the hell you want, what you call me.
I want some grits. I said G-R-E-T-Z.
I told you you could go to the grocery store anywhere and get grits.
Well, I want grits from your place because your place does grits.
I ain't going to sell you none. I don't like your attitude.
You don't even know who I am. I'm going to go down there and force
you. Well, I said I didn't know, and I'm fixing to hang up.
If you don't need it, you're going to make it for me for free. Then I'm going to have anal sex with you.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like
you
it,
like
too.
Liver.
No, you're not.
It's going to be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife.
Who?
Your cousin, boyfriend, mother, sister, wife, cousin.
You can go to hell, too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican.
Who is
this? This is Bo Steen.
Who is this?
Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Now, what's your name? We lost him.
Richard.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you'd like to make a donation to the homosexual movement of South Carolina.
What did I just get through telling you?
That you wouldn't make me...
Don't you call back here anymore.
Look, boy, I'm going to have sex...
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
I'm old enough to be your father, boy.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Dr. Nargas. May I speak with Don Carlos, please?
Yeah, this is Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos, this is Dr. Nargas. How are you?
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, man. Come on. Come do my painting for me, please.
You gotta be fucking shitting me, you fucking stupid ass, dumb ass, fucking whore ass doctor.
Is that all you know how to say to a doctor? You know I'm
yeah,
a man of the cross.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You probably gotta be a fucking beaner to be doing this at this fucking time.
Hey man, my shoes cost more than you get paid this week.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking crimey ass dick.
How much you get paid this week?
Bitch, more than you, that's for sure.
I'm a doctor. How's that possible?
How is that a doctor? And then what the fuck you want me to paint a picture for, you fucking dumbass bitch?
Look, I'm a bad doctor. I do bad things.
I know you're a fucking bad doctor. You fucking like to stick your finger up your asshole.
I do, and then I make...
You do the fucking prostate exams to yourself.
I make people smell my finger.
Yeah, go suck a dick, bitch.
Yours? How much is it?
How much is what?
Your dick.
My dick?
How much is it? How much?
It doesn't have a price for you, you fucking gay queer bastard.
I'm a gay queer doctor and I make abortions.
Yeah, why don't you go fucking sit on a black dick?
I don't have to. But you don't tell me what to do because I'm a doctor.
I'll tell you what to do. I tell you to go suck a fucking dick, motherfucker.
How many times are you going to say that word, man? You don't know
what
anything
happened?
Else to say?
Yeah, I can tell you I'll fuck your mother.
Yeah? How many times are you gonna fuck her?
Hold on a second. God.
Okay.
How?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Dr. Nargas, and someone was calling me here making bad noises.
Yo, yeah, it's me,
motherfucker. What the fuck are you calling me this time for?
What do you sound so high for, man? Is that all you do? You sit around drinking Corona, painting houses, getting high? Reefer madness?
Yeah, motherfucker. Tell me, what do you want me to do for you?
How you money make, man?
Excuse me?
How you money make?
How do I make my money?
No, how you money make.
What do you mean, how my money make?
How you money make, stupid?
Bitch.
It's not that hard to listen. How you money make? You must, man. You're a bad, you smoke, you sniff the paint. I think you put a straw in the paint bucket and you drink it, man.
Yo, why don't you go suck a dick if you can't even fucking spit?
I told me already that, and I said I don't do that because I'm a doctor, man.
If you're a doctor, go do a fucking prostate exam.
Go to a prostate exam?
Yeah, or stick my fingers up your fucking asshole, you fucking queer-ass doctor.
I try that for you right now. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Listen, you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name again? Dr. Who?
Nargav.
Nargav?
Yes, yeah, Dr. Nargav.
Yeah? Is that a real Dr. Nargav?
Excuse me, I don't speak that language, man.
So what the fuck do you speak?
I speak English like American, man. I speak American.
No, you definitely don't speak American. You got the weirdest.
This is America. Tell him to stop speaking Spanish in the background, man.
He says...
You speak American only in my country, man.
It's not American, it's English, you stupid fuck.
Yeah, he's speaking, I no sé que habla español. Speak American, man.
Yeah, would you like to sip some fucking aguardiente?
Aguardiente, yeah, man. Colombia, man. Aguardiente Cristal, man.
This is fucking Fabian, yeah, I know it, I'm telling you.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, you fucking Colombian bitch, you fucking Fabian Malparido, gonorrea de ser hijo de puta.
Yo, fuck you, yo.
Fuck you too, Fabian.
Hey, your sister's hot, man.
I don't got a sister, you dumb fuck.
You don't anymore, I took her from you.
Remember, there's that door over there. Fucking, bro. Why'd
you
go?
You coming over? You coming over, man?
Coming over for what, bitch?
Oh, come over, man.
Yeah, whatever. Dr. Nargas.
Hey, Dr. Nargas, man. Fabian Nargas, man.
Tell you, this is Fabian.
Yeah, man. You let me talk to him.
Okay. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man? My bad. I was just playing with you.
Huh?
I was just playing with you, man.
What's up?
Not much, man. Yo, you pissed off at me?
No.
Yo, you got any of that weed?
No.
Since when you don't got that weed, man?
I don't have weed, man. I don't smoke weed.
Mexican. You sit around sniffing paint all day, man.
What?
What? Huh?
Hello?
Okay, man, I'm gonna go.
Huh?
I'm gonna go.
Alrighty. And I'm back. Sent myself a hot toasted mashed potato sandwich, milkman. And back to the prank calls, everybody. Madhouse Live. Live. It's New Year's Day, 2010, January 1st. 7:07 p.m. Eastern by my clock. That'll make it 4:07 on the West Coast. Hope you're all enjoying yourselves. I got a pretty good amount of listeners for a holiday day. If you're listening, be sure to tell everybody you know and everybody you trust. Join us here. Listen to us over at MadhouseLive.com. Of course, also on CactiRadio.com. Be sure to note that we're changing our show start time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, starting this Tuesday. So you don't have to wait a whole week for a show. The next one should be on Tuesday night. Going back to the numbers that we have here, let's take a look. Numbers in Ireland. I can't dial them. I'm out of phone card minutes. We'll just stick to domestic for now. Let's go ahead and call that Bunny's Liquor Store again, though.
Yeah, they don't want to answer there anymore, Milkman.
Milkman, you're on mute. What's wrong with you? They're not answering at all. Shitballs. I need a napkin. I got to open a beer, but my hands, my fingers are so cold. All
right.
If I try to open the beer like this. There we go. I need a little napkin help. Got myself two McLights. Say what you want to say about McLight. I love the beer. And I got kind of upset. McLight is like my favorite, not my favorite beer, but it's like my standby beer. I love McLight. I like the taste of it. Tastes good. I like McLight. It's a good beer, if you ask me. Problem being is it's harder and harder to find when you go out. When you go out for
McLight.
I don't have anything wrong against dark, but I like light beers because there's less calories and I'm diabetic. I'm trying to keep the carbs down, man. It helps out.
Yeah, but, you know, isn't that kind of racist? You know, only picking the light?
I didn't say white. I said light.
Oh, man.
I made my awesome spinach dip for yesterday. I'm having some of the leftovers right now. It's cool because I take this...
Oh, that's what that was in your teeth a little while ago.
Oh, yeah, I was picking my teeth. Yeah, I had some spinach in there. So yeah, big what's up to everybody. See, Andy's in the house. What's up, big guy? Let me op him. Maven is showing up. Showing off her titties. Always nice. New Year's titties, as a matter of fact. Maven.
Yay.
Maven says they're 1 year older today. RBCP's in the house. Brendan. Walton Loser, of course, is here also. Nuno, etc., etc. Excuse me.
Yeah.
All right, Milkman. Let's go ahead and get back to this.
Get it on.
And I got a request of pranks from the website also submitted via our form system. Be sure to use that if you get a chance. You want to submit a prank request, send that to me. I'll get it right, right to my desktop. MadhouseLive.com and click on the Request a Prank button. Pretty easy to do, and it's free and anonymous. Motel 6 in Oklahoma City West. Let's see what the deal is here.
Yay!
Oh, I hit zero.
Number.
I did. I hit zero even for the operator. I had to make reservations.
Need
spaces, man. Spaces.
Brick.
Well, casinos never close, do they? We can call them again.
They don't.
All right, let's try it.
And they never quit taking your money.
That's true. Here's another number. Columbus ME. Sundown Motel. Older woman answered. Let's call this old bro on. I'll get to it once I'm done drinking my beer, bitch.
Motel.
Yeah, hi. I want to make spaces there.
What?
I want to make spaces over there.
Spaces?
Yeah.
What do you mean, rooms?
Yeah, spaces for me, and with a toilet inside of it. Use a bathroom.
There's... I don't know what you mean, sir.
They have toilets there, right?
What?
You have toilet there? Toilets?
No.
No?
No, not a public one.
What, you don't have any toilets in the rooms?
Well, sure, but you can't get in the room to use the bathroom.
But, I mean, is it being used or something?
Yes.
By who?
By a lot of people. I don't know what you want, sir.
Now, what if I get the room? Can I use the toilet inside the room?
Sure, if you get a room.
Uh-huh. So, I'm just want to get the toilet only.
Yeah, there's a ice is in here, and you have a refrigerator and a microwave in the room. Alrighty, anything else? Let me know. Number 4.
Number 4?
Yep. What does it want? Do you want, sir?
Number 2.
What?
Number 2.
Number 2.
Uh huh.
What do you mean?
I need number 2.
room to?
You have number two there? Is it open?
No, I don't have any rooms that are available publicly.
No, but I want to get the room. But if I'm going to get a room, it's for number two. You understand?
Room number.
Sure, but you got to pay $39.95 for a room.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. What about just for? I just want the toilet. That's all I need. So how much is?
Yeah,
for that?
I know. I can't let you have that, sir.
How about $15 for toilet?
No, I can't let you have that.
So is it going to be $39 for toilet?
$39.95.
How long?
Well, let's go to a gas station or something.
That's dirty there. You people clean toilets, right? Is it clean?
Well, of course it's clean.
That's why I want to use your toilet. It's clean.
Well, yeah. It's going to cost you $45.
And then how many times can I use the toilet?
What are you talking about? This is silly.
No, but really, if I come in, is there a limit?
No.
Okay. What about water? Can I? I want to turn the water. I'm going to leave the water on the whole time.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Hot water only.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Excuse me. I have one last question. I'll leave you alone. Damn it. All right. Gonna use a toilet, everybody. Yeah. New Year's Spaces Machines. I don't know where the spaces thing came from. Where did it even start? With me saying space is this, space is that.
You were just like rambling one night, and then the person started asking about it, and then you start using it. Call after that.
I know where it was. It was to the UK, wasn't it? Didn't we call one of those Walmarts in the UK or whatever they're called? Well, that was machines. No, that was machines. That's where that stated. Machines was that whole. Or television clothing. I think it might have been television clothing, too. Wasn't that a wacky one that we were doing weird shit with? I think so. TV clothing. Excuse me, let me see.
All I know is when you start asking for it, they just like, huh? And then you never quit.
Sorry?
Is there anybody in the television clothing?
What is it? Yeah, sorry, if you hang on a second.
Hurry up.
Oh, how can I help you?
Oh, well, I asked you if there's anybody in the television clothing department.
And I asked you to hang on a second. I was telling the music thing.
And then you remembered, and then you asked me again. I mean, what is this? What kind of way of business is this?
Please enter your destination number now.
Did she say welcome to Belsic Oven? Welcome to Belsic Oven. You put it in the thing.
Hello, amazing video.
Madam, I would like to apologize for my previous transgressions.
I'm not the person you spoke to before.
Okay, well, I was rude to her, and I would like to apologize to her, but can you help me first?
I'll try, yep.
Okay, well, the issue is I'm looking for television clothing. I was looking for the person in that department. And she kept asking, she's like, what? You know, she kept asking the question again and again.
Well, I'm not too sure what you're asking for either. A TV quote?
Clothing, ma'am.
Clothing?
For the TV.
Who does clothing?
For the television, you twit. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you have to phone back.
No. Come on, I'm sorry. Come on, baby, I'm sorry. Damn.
Please enter your destination number now.
You'll have to go to... I don't know what department this was. Shit.
March 2nd, the government announced its decision on the royalty rates internet radio webcasters must pay the music industry to license the music we play. The problem is the new rates amount to over 100% of even the most successful webcasters' online radio revenues.
Hello, Judge Coven.
Hey, is this the lady again about the TVs?
TVs?
Yeah.
Yeah, down home leisure.
What's her name?
No, yeah, I have had that conversation before.
What the hell, ma'am? What is your location inside the store, please?
Enter your destination number.
These people just sound like these people. They're sick. Assholes. Well, they think their shit doesn't stink.
This means unless the rates are checked.
Good morning, how's it going? David speaking, how can I help you?
At once, finally, I speak to a man. How are you, sir?
Hi, how are you doing?
I can't stand the fact that you people have women working in stores like this calling the shots, you know? I've been hung up on twice by these women.
Who is this calling anyway?
Well,
a customer?
Yeah, I'm a customer. I've been calling in. I purchased something. and I need to come pick it up, and it's television clothing, and I've been asking for that department for a while, and every time I ask for television clothing, these horses-ass women here, you know, they don't understand what I'm talking about. They hang up on me.
Well, let me find out who's answered the phone, then.
Well, find out. Hurry up. I need names and badge numbers, please.
Need the badge numbers?
Please, if you can.
Well, I need to find out who you spoke to. How can I help you anyway?
Well, I'm looking for television clothing. I said I made a purchase. I bought two large television clothing. And
television?
I need...
Television?
Clothing.
Clothing?
Yeah.
Television clothing?
Yes, sir. Television clothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you bastards call it here, but we call it television clothing back in the States.
What is television clothing? Is it just ordinary clothing?
Yeah, whatever. It's for the television, man. The TV. The telly. What do you guys call it here? The telly machine? You know the telly
machine? We call it TV.
The television machine.
The tube.
Television machine? Not the television machine?
Yeah, you got a television machine there?
No. We've got a TV, but not a television machine.
That's what I'm saying. We call it a television machine, man. You know, what are you talking on right now? What are you talking to me on?
On a telephone?
No. The telephone machine.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Telephone machine. An answering machine.
Telephone machine, man.
Machine.
What's in your hand right now? What are you holding?
A telephone.
Telephone machine.
Well, we call it an answering machine.
No. It's just a machine.
Yes. Well, if we can tell what you're looking for, then. What are you looking for?
How do you get to work in the morning?
How do you get to work in the morning? Same problem as you, by car.
Yeah? Well, it's the car machine. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you take the car machine.
Uh-huh. We call it a car.
The car machine. No, but it's a car machine.
We call it a car.
Yeah. Well, I don't care what you call it, man, but I'm looking for television clothing. You see, we have differences, but together, we make a pretty good team, you know?
Television clothing?
Television clothing, yeah. Look it up in the manual.
Television clothing?
You got an English to American...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you have an English to American dictionary there?
No.
No? You sure you don't? It's a pretty big store.
No.
Why don't you look it up on your computer machine?
Who is this?
You got any book machines there?
Who is this?
My name is Jack Valente, and I just had a stroke.
Right, and...
Don't forget the stroke part. Whatever that was.
Whatever that was indeed. Having trouble with the IRC page right now. DTT is hacking. WickedWire's having issues, Lonesome Loser seems to think. I agree. I think so too. Either that or DTT's back in town.
Oh my god, we've been hacked again. Lock the
web page.
Lock the web page. Hacker web page again.
Long way, come on, long way. Alright, let me look at numbers here. Hungry Redneck. They're located up in that Durkee, Oregon location. You've been dipping around, Milkman the town, with some fancy clown.
Hey, hey.
Nunu on the UK server. Nice. All right, Nunu. Good idea.
Redneck Cafe, this is Sadie.
Hey, Big Sadie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, this is the Hungry Redneck, right?
Yes, it is.
But that's just like, it's not like a racist thing, right? Like, I'd be able to come in with a woman of color?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't judge.
Okay, good. Are there any men there?
One or two?
Oh,
yeah.
Are they intimidating?
No.
You guys have the game on? I want to see the Gators game, you know?
Oh, yeah, we can change it.
Yeah? What do you got on right now on the TV? Huh?
Somebody in green and somebody in red.
Oh, that sounds...
Ohio and Oregon.
That sounds... Oh, yeah? So I want all the TVs to go to the Florida Gators game, then.
You want the TVs to go to the Florida Gators game?
Well, I want all the TVs to be the Gators game, and then I want one of the other TVs to be on, like, UMTV Raps or something like that.
Well, how about I have one TV and I can change it to the Gators game, but you're going to have to talk about it with these people in here.
No,
I don't think they're very scary.
Oh, you can accommodate me, right? Like, I like...
Absolutely.
Like, I want it on all angles, because I have to look at left and the right.
Well, I only have one, but I could try.
You just have one TV there?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Good question.
Do you have an NFL Sunday ticket?
I don't need one. It's all about family bonding here.
Are you drinking?
No.
It sounds like you're drinking something.
Yes.
You're thirsty?
Yes.
Well, you have to drink like lemonade.
You want a lemonade? What?
No, you like lemonade?
I everything.
Yeah?
But you know what? I'd be happy to accommodate you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you some lemonade, and I got you your Gators game, I think.
Okay.
And so, head on over. How about that?
You want to go out for ice cream?
Well, I'll bring you some ice cream.
No, I'll get you some ice cream, though. I want you to, like, eat with me ice cream.
Okay, I'll eat some ice cream with you.
You going to sit down with me? Eat ice cream?
Maybe, if I'm not busy.
Yeah? What if you are busy? Like, make an exception.
I'm pretty busy right now.
I'll tip you pretty well.
But when you get here, I might not be.
You like tips? You like tips? I'm, you know.
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Yeah. I'll give you a nice tip. Eat some ice cream with me.
Okay. I'll eat some ice cream with you.
Yeah. Can I eat it on you?
No.
Like on your parts?
Nice try.
On your privates?
Nope.
What about your elbows? Like your elbow?
Nice try.
On your elbows, though?
Absolutely not.
Can you touch your elbows behind your back?
Nope.
Will you try for me like it was there?
No, do you want to come serve some salads? Because I'd be more than happy to let you.
Serve salad?
Yeah.
What salad?
What should I be doing right now?
Maybe you should be eating salad.
Maybe I will if you get here. But I'm going to have to let you go.
Ice cream.
All right, I'll tell you what. You come down here, we'll have some ice cream, watch some Gators game,
all
right?
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'll
see you in a bit then, huh?
All right, babe. Yeah.
Bye.
All right, big girl. Big Sadie and I are going to have ice cream. I went to some weird ice cream. Oh man, I should call an ice cream place to say ice cream really loud. Do you have ice cream? Do you have Jell-O? Yay! Oh, that's old. That was Jimmy Florentine, right? For Cranky Anchors. Big balls, Jimmy Florentine. Is Tuck around still? Tuck, you there?
Good, you're here. I'm here now.
Hey, Tuck, any ideas? Is Howard back live tomorrow, or are they going to be gone still another week or something?
They concluded it to head history, so I'm going to say Monday they come back.
I missed the last 3 days of the history part 3. Did they have anything good in the last 3 days?
It ended with the writing of private parts of the movie.
They got that far, really? That's it?
That's where they started working on it.
Oh, that sucks. I was hoping they'd go into more.
Yeah, that was the finale.
Yeah, I missed it, though. There's
part 4 next year.
Yeah, it'll be the last part. They're going to be covering, I guess there wasn't really that much that happened between private parts and when they left K-Rock.
Ooh, a lot happened. Artie Lang and all
sorts
of shit.
So, Tuck, what do you think is going to happen with Artie Monday? Think he's going to be in? Think it's going to be over? I mean, I think there'll be an announcement. This is going to be... I think
he's going to show up.
I think it's definitely going to be word, yes or no, but... I don't know, man. The guy's out of control. We'll never get the straight word from the guy.
Basically, he disappeared. He disappeared in the middle of December. I think he's gonna show up.
Hopefully. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just really want to think that it's just fake, because every time it's a vacation is when something happens with him. Before there's a long vacation, they always do this thing. I think he went to rehab early. They told him to go to rehab early. But did you see the video of him supposedly doing heroin when 50 Cent was in the studio? I saw that. I was like, wow. Apparently 50 caught him. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Recently?
When 50 came in to the Stern studio for an interview.
Someone find me a link.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a link out there. Well, you see 50 gets up and he looks around and he's doing like skin pops or something. I don't know what it's called. He's doing drugs. He might have been doing like drugs in like the bathroom. Remember we talked about that once, doing drugs in the bathroom? I think he's doing it. Anyway.
Probably.
It's called the Sundown Motel. I'm getting ready to wrap things up here in about 28 minutes. We've had a pretty good show.
I'm eating shrimp, so my mouth is a little...
Shrimp what?
So what's the deal with shrimp? Are they steamed,
sure.
steamed boiled shrimp? Or how are they prepared? Fried? What are they?
Yeah, boiled shrimp. You know, out of the freezer and you know thawed out and you know raw.
Oh, you didn't? Yes.
Raw.
You know, I was just having something like that too. As a matter of fact, it has some shrimp. They're all deveined and get the stuff out. And
it's a good holiday. A side dinner, yeah.
Yeah, I get a little leery. I like some fried
I had the
shrimp.
Main one, and then this is the extra appetizer afterward.
Ah, cool, cool. All right, man, awesome. Well, congratulations.
We had black eyed peas. Greens.
You put any ham in that? In the you got to put some ham in that. In that black eyed peas, or not even, or the collard greens.
We have had plenty of ham. We didn't need ham tonight.
You didn't put any.
Been eating ham fuck all fucking holiday, dude.
Yeah, but you got to put chunks of pork though. You got to get that chunks of ham and pork.
You can
in the greens, man. That's how you do
you
it.
You can. Yeah, we do sometimes.
You know what sucks?
Sure.
You know what I missed, and I'm just realizing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's over by now. But
that
shrimp
means
fest.
I'm gonna get some monies.
I'm pretty sure I missed Shrimp Fest at Red Lobster. I'm kind of upset with myself, Tuck. I think that's already been long gone by now.
Do.
Yeah, I do, because it's all you can eat shrimp. You pay like $20, you come in, you sit down, they keep bringing it out. But they're smart.
Oh, yeah,
they take so long to bring out the next order. Like, they got six different varieties of shrimp. They got the scampi, the fried.
The shrimp, there's never enough shrimp. It's always gone.
And they bring like little.
They never bring any more anywhere you go in the buffet of the shrimp.
Yeah.
I know, it sucks.
The first time you come out, you sit down and like, oh, you want a shrimp and shit? They give you a nice big portion of shrimp, and they give you potato and your bread and your veggies and all that. And they say, oh, you want me to put in for your next one? Now you're like, you know, and usually you say, no, I'm good for now. And then when a waitress finally comes back, like 15 minutes later, and you ask her for another, you know, to re-up your shrimp, your endless shrimp, and they come back with like five shrimpses. Five little ones. Which you eat like in a mouthful, you know, and then they're like, yeah, you know, they bring the next one out, you gotta wait another 15 minutes. It's a scam. Fucking scam. I say I call Red Lobster right now and call them out on it. Let's do that. Let's go to the Red Lobster.
You get the numbers and now I'm gonna do that. You know, gee, if only you were a prank call show that you had access to numbers and called people.
Let's go to the Red Lobster website. I bet you anything has music.
Corn fried lobster.
Look at that. Red Lobster website, of course, has to make a lot of fucking noise. Loading video.
I love lobster too. Hell yeah.
Dude, Tuck, dude, I'll tell you on my cruise night on the Thursday night on the formal dinner they had lobster tail was all you can eat because whenever you're in a cruise like you do your formal dinner if you want more of something you tell them they bring it out. This is all you could eat lobster tail, dude. Like, and really well made. Oh, dude.
I had
it's the steak of the sea, sir. Most definitely, but I missed it. I wasn't there for that one. But the cruise I did before that, I did, and it's worth it, dude. You either eat, like, you know, good three or four lobster tails. Oh, man, fucking God. But it's so messy to eat lobster, you know? There's, like, water everywhere and shit. It's annoying and sucky. Get your hands... Like, I don't like eating crab. Like, sometimes it's fun to go out and have your all-you-can-eat crab. They got a place here that does that, you know? They got, like, five, six different varieties of crab. And you pay, depending on what kind of crab you're going to get, you pay a fee. And it's all you can eat. But, dude, like... You're sitting there and you're fighting with it and break it in. You got crab juice everywhere and all over you and on the table and the plate. And you got a plate just putting crab shells in. It gets so messy and nasty. Oh, crab is good. Crab is fucking good.
Hey, yo, go with it. Okay. Your mama.
King crab.
Steam crab. King crab, right? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we get these sound effects in the background here.
The long legs.
Yeah. It sounds like we're by the fireplace here, right? This is a Red Lobster website. It's got like a steaming grill video. Dude, Tuck, you know, if Milkman and you and I were together, like, by a fireside, you know, just hanging out, drinking some hot chocolate, you know, for the holidays, I would take, I would take Milkman by the shirt and I'd throw him into the fire and let him burn. That'd be funny. All right. Seriously, folks, let's go ahead and find that Red Lobster here. Pick a city, guys.
That was funny. Now I got serious.
Give me a city on the West Coast for a Red Lobster, and I'll find one there, and I'll call them. Let's go. I'm going to look at Nevada. I said Reno, Nevada. There we go, Reno.
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California it is.
San Francisco, man. Reno, they'll be busy and they'll have to be nice, man.
We're in San Francisco, they'll have to be nice? What was the rule? Red Lobster, San Francisco.
No, they're
we want them to be angry. We don't want them to be nice.
Yeah, we want assholes. All right, here's the Red Lobster on San Francisco. San Francisco. Home of the gays. Home of Milkman. Give me a second here. Let me get the Google Voice up. Give them a call.
Hi.
And the hippies.
Hippies. What about that wait time? Fucking wait time. What happened? Ring, ring, ring. Banana phone. Nothing. Let's try to redial that. Cancel. Connect. Ring. Ring. Uh-oh. Think we have a broken phone machine. Hmm. Interesting.
Hey.
There's a phone machine. All
right, let's see who to call in.
Well, it doesn't look like it's working now. They should be able to.
Okay, because I got a message one of our listeners wants to call in.
Okay.
When black people like me talk to the slaves, they didn't kill them. They sent some old house Negro
kill Waddy. You kill him.
Do what he said. You have to read the history of slavery to understand this. There were two kinds of Negroes. There was that old house Negro and the field Negro. And the house Negro always looked out for his master. When the field Negroes got too much out of line, he held them back in check. He put them back on the plantation. The house Negro could afford to do that because he lived better than the field Negro.
Thanks for holding us, Missy. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. What's going on there? I got a complaint. I want to talk to a manager.
Absolutely. Just one second.
Hey, listen. Damn it. I'm such an asshole.
He ate better, he dressed better, and he lived in a better house. He lived right up next to his master in the attic or the basement. He ate the same food his master ate and wore his same clothes. And he could talk just like his master, good diction. And he loved his master more than his master loved himself. That's why he didn't want his master hurt. If the master got sick, he'd say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick?" When the master's house caught a fire, he'd try and put the fire out. He didn't want his master's house burned. He never wanted his master's property threatened. And he was more defensive of it than the master was. That was the house Negro. But then you had some field Negro.
Kill Waddy.
Indeed. So, Tuck, are you a house Negro or a field Negro?
This is Chris. I can help you.
Yes, sir. Are you a house Negro or are you a field Negro?
House.
All right, listen. I'm a little upset. I want to tell you what happened over there. I came down and I got that damn shrimp, Endless Shrimp, Shrimp Fest a few weeks ago.
We haven't had Endless Shrimp since September.
Exactly. It was a few weeks ago. So I was down there, and what's the deal with the rate of that shrimp coming out, huh?
Excuse me?
I come down there, and I order shrimps. They give me three different kinds of shrimps, and the next time they come back, they bring five little shrimps. Five shrimps. That's it. Five. Each time, five shrimps. Five shrimps. Only five.
Ours, we give out 12. We out 10 when we do ours.
Yeah, but they're small shrimps, right?
Shrimp.
Well, how big are the shrimp?
For ours, it was the round shrimp.
You're not that big. It's equal to like five normal shrimps, right?
That for our endless shrimp, which is in September, sir, it comes with 10.
But it's like nothing. Like the re-up, when you re-up my shrimps, you're giving me small shrimps.
It's the same size that we always give when we do our refills.
Well, why does it take so long to get refills on the shrimps?
Well, sir, it's in September. It's been a while since we've had that.
Yeah, but I'm calling now. I got this written down in my papers. I had a busy last half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you came here, you have gotten refills of 10, which are the same size as the ones you...
They're small, and they take a long time to get the shrimps.
I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Well, why can't you just bring out a whole new big plate of shrimps each time?
Because we have to do it. We like to bring you hot ones out every time.
I don't want. And I said to the woman, "Hey, listen, that's the problem. Why do you have so many women there in charge of things?"
I'm sorry, but I mean,
Yeah, women mess up the order all the time. Women don't know how to use a fax machine.
I don't appreciate that kind of language.
Do you have a fax machine there?
Yes, that is.
Who's in charge of it, a woman or a man?
Sir, it does not matter.
No, but it's a question, though, right? It's a legitimate question. Who's the fax person?
Everyone can use the fax machine.
You let women touch the fax and everything, mess it up, hit the wrong buttons?
I don't like the way this is going.
They mess up the settings on the fax machine, the radio, everything.
I'm terribly sorry, sir.
How many men there versus women that work?
It does not matter.
There's no men there?
Sir, this does not matter. Do you have anything else you'd like to know about?
Well, can I speak to a man?
You are speaking to one right now.
Doesn't seem like it. You seem to be covering for the woman. You're like a field, you're like a house Negro.
Sir, I don't appreciate where this is going.
And you know, as a matter of fact, that's what you said. Yeah, I'm a house Negro is what you said, right? Isn't that what you said?
Sir?
You cover for your master. Every time, if there was a problem right now, you'd be like, what's the matter?
Do you have a question, sir, or anything else you'd like to know about?
I'm telling you, I'm a field Negro, and you're a house Negro, sir. I'm realistic. You just...
Thank you for your call, but...
If something were to happen in that store, you'd be the first one there trying to put the fire out, wouldn't you? All for your master, all the time. Uncle Tom is what we call you. Where I come from. Is that man on the phone yet? Can you get that man for me yet? Hello?
Sir, I am a gentleman, and I do not like the way this is talking. If you have any questions, I'll answer them right now. Other than that, this conversation's over.
What about your chromosomes? Do you think you have X, Y, or just two X chromosomes? He probably has three because he's retarded.
There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food.
Listen to this while I get a beer.
But he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save the master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away. Let's escape. Let's separate. That house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean, separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. The field Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated his master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind. For a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run. He didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here.
That's right, Tuck. You should learn about that. You're on a plantation.
No, I know all about it.
Hey, Amano.
What's up?
Hey, Amano.
Yeah.
Is the phone line working? Because somebody called in, couldn't get in.
Yeah, it's not.
The machine left you a crazy message.
It's not working. It's not letting me dial stuff through. I don't understand what's going on. Like, if I try to dial in right now, it doesn't ring back. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Check your answering machine, man.
time you walk by, your back get a chip.
Let me check. Alright, let's have automatic to the grill. Elbow grease and elbow
boom. Baby, play me, baby, fall down, go boom. Party. Hello? This is Clarice P. Jenkins. Y'all left y'all trash on my doorstep again. And I want y'all to clean that up, because I don't appreciate having all that trash on my doorstep. I got to clean all that up. Now, you Valente, whoever the hell you is, I want you to clean that. I want you personally to come out there and clean my mess up. All the cats in the neighborhood to come out there and they come up to my doorstep and they leave all that stuff. That's not right. That's not right. So I want you to clean it up. I want you. You. I want you outside my doorstep. Right now. 5 minutes. I'm counting. 1, 2. Get on it. Get on it.
What do we do to one the size? They're all pissed off. What happened? No, shit. That's definitely a field Negro right there. That's definitely a field Negro right there. Negro, I said, not nigger. Okay. Kick ass. What's this song about? Who is this, Milkman? Do you know?
You're being an ass, too.
Ass. All right, cool. We all hate Valente. Whatever. No hate on Valente. Valente bills the bills around here in Madhouse, right? And I think we got one more prank in us, and we're out of here. Remember what old Dirty said. Peel and eat shrimp. Make you slap your mom. Trey Dogs Walking Shitting Service. Yeah, the line won't ring. I don't know, Milkman. Look, I'm trying to ring the studio line. It doesn't want to work. I can't call him in. I gotta dial him the long way. I gotta long dial him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, what's going on, sir? Is this the walking service for the dogs?
Are you in Florida?
Well, I'm calling from my cell phone.
Oh. Yes, I walk dogs, yes.
Okay, well, what are your rates and what kind of services do you provide?
I walk dogs, I house sit dogs when the owners are away. I $12 a walk, usually weekdays.
How much do you walk the dog for?
$12 a walk.
No, but how much walking you do, damn it?
An hour or less or whatever, whichever.
I have a Weimaraner. You know what those are? Weimaraner?
Yes, I know what a Weimaraner is.
I need you to work the dog out, and it's got to be strenuous. You got to go run for jogging for a little bit, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, I don't want you to say you're jogging my dog and you're not jogging him. I'm going to have my friend who lives in California. He's going to go out there and make sure that you're in charge, that you're actually walking, you know, running with the dog, not just walking.
I can run the dog. Yes.
How long can you jog for?
I don't know why.
Well, I got to make sure that you're in shape. Are you overweight?
No, I'm not overweight. I just have some weight, but I'm not overweight.
How fast can you run a 100-yard dash in?
I used to run that, I won ribbons for it when I was a kid.
Yeah, but now.
I haven't done that,
You're an old man.
I'm not sure.
Right, you're an old man?
Well, I'm not an old man, no.
Okay. Well, you think you
returning
can keep...
Returning to main.
He hung up on me.
You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. For
which, of course, means he is.
Call him back and accuse him of being senile and hang up the phone on accident. Give me a second.
Hermano.
Yeah, the line is only working for incoming calls. It's only working for incoming calls. For outgoing.
Get ready to call now.
Yeah, but I can't put the person on the line. I can't receive calls. I can only make them out.
Hello?
Listen, I think you hung up the phone or it broke down. What happened?
It stopped.
Okay, so you were explaining to me that you were old, but I think we can make an exception, though.
I'm not old.
Oh, you're not old, because I heard that you were, like, old or something. Like, before I hung up, I thought you were saying that.
Where are you supposed to hear that from?
On the phone? On the speaker on the phone? When you were talking to me, you said you were old?
I didn't say I was old. I said, never mind.
Okay, but you're not old, right? You're not an old man?
Whatever you consider old, I don't know.
Are you older? I mean, how are you older than me?
I don't know how old you are. It doesn't really matter.
I'm 30.
I'm older.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. So you think, because I'm an athlete, well, I'm asking.
Well,
I'm going to Vancouver for the Olympics. So I'm trying to get someone.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. For your service.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. For Goog 411, press 3.
What good for you? I'm going to jerk that guy. All right, Milkman, I'm going to try the line one more time. Let me see if I can fix it. Who is that, by the way? Can you tell me who it is? Hello, Milkman.
Hey. Okay. All right, hold on. Everybody hold on. All right. Maven, go ahead and tell them who the call was.
That was Clarice, and she's a bitch. And she comes to my house, and it's not right. You know, the hoe comes to my house. She comes in my house. She knocks on my door and said, I want you to call Valente because, you know, she doesn't like you. And she calls the show because she wants to vent her frustration. She's an angry black woman. And angry black women have a lot of issues. So they gotta call you, man.
Yeah, they're the most. Well, angry women have it bad. Angry overweight black women have it the worst.
Angry
I think
women have it bad
because they're black, they're women, they're angry, and they're overweight.
Not to judge people by race.
Yeah.
Oh, and the towel.
It is terrible.
PMS.
And the
if you didn't have it every month, you know, we'd be a lot safer place. How about that?
Right, indeed.
Women wouldn't throw men out their houses.
It says, indeed.
You know, cuss them out in public and, you know, make calls to their wives' jobs and stuff like that and get their husbands fired. You
know? All right.
We're a safer place. See, women, we need to stop that.
Yeah. All right, Milkman, we gotta wrap it up, Milkman, because I can't receive calls. The only way I can fix it is by rebooting my phone modem, which is gonna knock the internet out for like 5 minutes while it reboots. And we have to go anyway. Close the fucking door. Close the door, man.
So are we gonna end the show or are we gonna go on?
I'm gonna end the show. I gotta end the show. It's over. I was only gonna do 2 hours anyway.
Right.
This is 2 hours.
We're gonna end the show.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, Maven, we're going to end the show, so let's kick it off here. We ready? Let's do our goodbye here.
Like, all right, everybody. Saying goodbye from Baltimore City. Goodbye, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to Maven.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd like to thank everybody.
Show your titties. He's definitely upstairs the house.
Thank you so much,
one.
Maven. And Chuck wants to see your titties, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody, New Year, telephone
kitties. There you go, yeah. I'd like to thank you.
Show your titties.
Yeah.
Milkman, tell her she's definitely upstairs, girl. You know what I mean.
An upstairs girl.
Oh, my goodness, that's nipple over there. Good grief. Look at that. Lord have mercy. Spoing. Oh, man. I'm going to have to go here to the bathroom real quick here. I can't take you.
Show your titties.
Oh, my goodness.
world is.
I've had nightmares like this before.
You are out there in the field like a farmer. You're packing some corn, girl. Yeah. What I'm talking about. That's right. Welcome and happy New Year's from your favorite madhouse. That's right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, all your friends, and bring all your enemies, because we love you right here in the madhouse. Every week we do this for free. We just ask that you give us the time, because we're going to drop the dime and have some fun. Bring your friends, bring your enemies, and share a laugh with us. I'd like to thank Mr. Lonesome Loser, our numbers hit man. That's right. Thank you so much. Without you, the world would come to a halt in its tracks. Thank you so much. Carlito, Kokini, Nunu, that's right, our UK representative. Thank you so much. Mr. Todd, thank you so much for joining us, our artiste extraordinaire. MST Clay, that's right, one of our long and round listeners. Andy, my trucker buddy. 10-4, convoy, buddy. Yeah, welcome back. And everybody else that tuned in, we like to thank you so much. But without you, that's right, our generalissimo of the madhouse. Could we do it without you? Thank you so much for having me on and allowing us to share some earballs of laughter out there. Thank you, Big Air Monitor. We love you.
Hey, thank you. All right. Thank you, Maven.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye, Mavens.
Thank you, Maven.
All right, everybody. Yeah, big thanks to, as Milkman already mentioned, Lonesome Loser, sending in numbers. Nunu as well for helping out. Milkman and Tuck, thanks for being in studio. Everyone visit TuckerMike.com. That's his website. And everyone be... big thanks, of course, to the folks over at Cactus Radio having us on. Cactus Radio. Cacti Radio.
Cactus. Great, with crickling people.
All right. Big thanks to RBCP and everyone else over there. Thanks for choosing us. Everyone, be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Also, be visited.
Ooh, we got chosen, did we?
That's right. We're chosen, the chosen ones.
Don't forget our new hours shift on Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
That's right.
Join up with our new network friends.
That's right.
Tell them,
Armando. Tuesday, next show, Tuesday, 9 p.m. New permanent slot for Madhouse Radio, Tuesday, 9 p.m. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody.
We love
heaven
you all.
I was gone.
Awesome, man.
And people were kidding
me. You were so hot.
I told them I was, I'm a female, and they were very rude at me. And I'm going to file a complaint.